We welcome you back to Eagles 360, joined now by the great Mike Quick. And Mike, we're going to talk about the Chargers here, talk about the schedule. Let's go back to Sunday one final time. Jake Elliott, 61-yard field goal. You're in the booth. Remarkable experience. Merrill Reese stiffing you on the high five. You guys got to work on that, man. Choreograph this thing.
No, he was all into the moment, so I'll give him a little bit of a pass. But I was already ready to celebrate, but he was going through his thing, as Merrill does. And we enjoyed the moment. It was unbelievable. And it's crazy to me how many times it's come down to the last play or the last possession with these two teams. There's always drama at the end.
In your mind, did Brad Wing shank that ball thinking of, you know, Brian Westbrook in 2003 and Deshaun Jackson in 2010?
Well, it was a shank, and it was the perfect shank. Yeah. Just when the Eagles needed a shank, he shanks it, and they're in great position. And Carson, regardless of what he did throughout the entire day, when he needed to be on point, he was on point. Alshon Jeffrey got close enough for this young guy. Now he's a household name in Philadelphia. Jake Elliott. Well, I didn't even know who he was before that kick.
Now we'll see what he does for an encore here. He's got a lot to live up to. Yep. All right, let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Mike, all of a sudden it sets up that the Eagles, if they can survive yet another trip out west here, can make some hay here in the month of October.
Yeah, but you can't fall to sleep, especially on a team that hasn't won, an 0-3 team. And you don't want to be that team that loses to that team that hasn't won a game all season.
I mean, for me, I look at the Chargers and I look at the Cardinals team. Are they any good?
The Cardinals?
Yeah.
I think the Cardinals are a really good
team.
I do.
I don't.
Really?
You think the Panthers are a good team?
I think the Cardinals.
You think the Panthers are a good team on Thursday?
No, the Panthers. Okay. I don't think are a very good team.
But I think the Cardinals coming to Philadelphia.
I think the Cardinals coming to Philadelphia should come here and take a whipping. But I think they're a good football team. They've got a good defense. I think you're discounting some teams that are pretty good football teams.
I agree with that. I'm just saying I think the Eagles can go on a run here.
Can they go on a run?
Yeah.
They absolutely can. But you can't discount any of these teams starting with Sunday.
I agree. So let's take a look at Sunday. The San Diego, I've been saying it all week. I can't saying the San Diego Chargers.
You got to put a dollar in the jar every time
that's
you
a good
say
idea.
San Diego.
Well, everybody would be rich around here. It's our first look here at the Los Angeles Chargers, presented by Whip Flea. The Chargers, as Mike said, 0-3. But they still do have a quarterback who has always given the Eagles fits, and many teams fits.
Yeah.
The guy who shot puts the football, Phillip Rivers.
Well, he shot puts it, and I remember when he first went to NC State, they tried to change his throwing motion, but it was so successful. He put the ball where he wanted to put it, so they got away from trying to change it, and here, 100 years later almost, he's still doing the same thing. He's very effective. If he gets time to throw the football, he's a problem. But they have problems protecting him, especially on the edge.
Right.
Their tackles are not very good.
They do have an excellent weapon in running back Melvin Gordon, a bit banged up last week. Keenan Allen, terrific wide receiver. Antonio Gates still has a little bit of juice in him.
Yes.
Mike, I look at this game and I think, okay, yes, it is a trip to the West Coast, and yes, that will be a challenge. But when you get to the StubHub Center, for the first time this year, it will be packed. And it's going to be packed with Eagles fans.
Well, it's easy to pack it.
This is a home field advantage for the Eagles.
It's easy to pack it. They don't sit. It doesn't seat many people.
Do I think the Eagles, am I crazy? There will be more Eagles fans there than Chargers fans?
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what
I'm
expecting.
Does that help?
And it does help. I think it's a hard trek to go to West Coast and going out on Saturday and play those guys. But, yeah, it's going to feel like a home game, I think.
Some of these numbers on the Chargers offense. On third down, Phillip Rivers has a 20.7 quarterback rating.
Yes.
Keenan Allen is a solid player. 10 play drives. The Chargers have two of them this year. Last tied for last in the NFL. 1 5-minute drive. A -2 turnover ratio. I mean, there's just not 3 and outs, 4 of 31. I mean, they just don't do anything.
They can't run the football. And when you can't run the football, it's hard to play offense in this league. You don't have to run all the time, but you have to be able to be effective in the run game. Everyone scores by throwing the football, but you really need to be effective. They're the worst team or next to last in the league in rushing the football. It's hard to get it done that way.
And it's all about the line of scrimmage.
It's all about the line of scrimmage. And that they're not good. They've got some injuries in their offensive line. And as I said earlier, the tackles are not very good. So they have to help those tackles with keeping Gates in or chipping on the tackles before guys go out and on the pass routes. I think it's going to set up some nice one-on-one situations for the Eagles' inside guys. If Fletcher Cox is healthy, Tim McJernigan, Bo Allen, those guys on the inside, I think they're going to have some opportunities to really eat in this football game.
I was impressed with the way Lane Johnson stepped up on Sunday, appeared to play well against Pierre Paul. Mm-hmm. He's got another tough one this week because the Chargers do have Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. Yep. They do bring some heat off the edge.
That's what they do best. They bring heat off the edge. But the defense in general, I don't think it's a very good defense. And I think it's a very undisciplined defense on the back end. So those guys up front, yeah, they can give you some problems, but a little bit of protection, a little bit of misdirection in the play calling, and I think the Eagles will be just fine. I don't think they're a very good team in the screen game, and especially if you start the motion one way, they all just bite and go back the other way. That misdirection, and it's a staple of the Eagles' offense, I think it's going to be very effective against this defense.
I'm going to throw some more numbers at you. I know you don't care about them. 11 sacks, 11 sacks, second most in the league, so that's a good thing. Yep. Third down conversions, they've allowed a percentage of 42% complete conversion.
Yep.
Inside the 30, quarterbacks have a 127-plus quarterback rating, passer rating.
Ooh.
I mean, quarterbacks are completing 69% of their passes against the Chargers.
It's good for the Eagles.
Yeah. So all that said, is this a trap moment?
Here's a nice thing about this team. They're starting to run the football, the Eagles are. And the run game travels. And when you play good defense, defense travels. So you can take that run game out to L.A., you can take that defense out to L.A., and you can win a football game. And all you have to do is concentrate on what you do best.
All right, there we go. That is the Eagles and the Los Angeles Chargers, our first look presented by Whip Flea.